Tensions between China and the Philippines over ownership of certain areas in the South China Sea have escalated in recent years. And the Philippines has since been upgrading its military hardware, largely with American assistance. The United States, however, has maintained it doesn't take sides in territorial disputes.
It's not a blank check, okay? For the Philippines to assume automatically that the U.S. is going to be right then and there in whatever incident happens. You're not going to expect the U.S. to start patrolling the South China Sea. What you're going to basically see is that the U.S. trying to build the capabilities of the Philippines so that it does that job itself.
Anti-American groups say it is beginning to sound more and more like a return to the days when the United States had bases in the country. And in the days leading up to Obama's visit, they've been taking to the streets to protest what they're calling U.S. intrusion into Philippine sovereignty. A number of lawmakers have also threatened to challenge the legality of the military agreement.
We believe that the agreement in itself is already unconstitutional. Maybe there is a rotation of troops, but the presence is permanent. Secondly, the issue of physical basing, they will be there inside Philippine military bases.